In this week's parsha, in Perchav Dalet, Pasuk Tes, the Torah tells us, Zachor Eis Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam. You should remember what happened to Miriam. Now, what happened to Miriam? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, and because of that, she was punished with Tsaras. She had this leprosy type of disease. And the Torah says you should remember that. Rashi says that this is like good advice. It's an Eitzah Tova. That if imbatel hizayir shaloti laka b'tzaras, if you don't want to get tzaras, so the Torah is telling you, al tisaper lashon hara, don't speak lashon hara, evil speech. Zachor, asla Miriam, remember what happened to Miriam, shedibur ba'acheha v'laksa b'negayim, that she spoke about her brother and she was plagued with negayim, with leprosy, with the tzaras. It's not a mitzvah necessarily, it's just teaching you the ropes. If you don't speak Lashon Hara, you're not going to be punished. The Ramban over here disagrees, and the Ramban says that this is a mitzvah, a positive commandment to remember what happened to Miriam. In fact, at the end of the Siddur, there are certain zechiros, things to remember, not to be confused with the six constant mitzvos, but there are six things that a person is supposed to remember daily, and this is on the list. To remember what happened to Miriam, meaning a person should, the Ramban says you should even speak this out, but remember what happened, that you shouldn't come to go ahead and speak Lashon Hara. The Magen Avraham, which is a commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach says something very interesting. The Magen Avraham writes that there are six phrases, there are six events in Jewish history that we are commanded to remember, this being one of them. And he says they parallel six phrases found in the bracha of Ahava Rabba that we say every single day before Shema. And the six phrases, each one parallels one of those mitzvahs. So which is the phrase that parallels the mitzvah to remember what happened to Miriam, not to speak Lashon Hara? Magen Avraham writes, say, V'kerav tanu l'shimcha agadol sal b'ames, l'hodos lacha, to offer thanks to you. When we say those words, l'hodos lacha, l'achet chaveyavah, baruch Hashem, l'achem ha'esom l'avah, right? L'hodos lacha, when you say those words, says Magen Avraham, you're supposed to remember what happened to Miriam. Now, what in the world do two things have to do with each other? Right? L'hodos lacha means, we thank you, Hashem. You give me good health, Baruch Hashem. You give me good relationships. You allow me to learn Torah. You allow me to be in yeshiva. Whatever your list of gratitude is, that's one thing. What in the world does that have to do with Miriam and speaking Lashon Hara? So Rabbi Weinfeld once explained that speaking Lashon Hara, it seems like on the outside, just hold back. You want to say something, hold back. He explained that really it's much deeper than that. The only reason someone has evil speech, the only reason someone speaks badly about another person is because at the core, in its essence, he has a negative eye. He sees bad things. But if a person would be positive, if everything that he sees in the world is good and he only sees the good in different people, he'll never be able to speak Lashon Hara. Even if he wanted to. Even if he likes speaking Lashon Hara. But he doesn't see anything bad. So how could he ever go ahead and speak badly about another person? So in the core of Lashon Hara is really negativity. When a person is critical and he sees all the bad in another person, that could bring him to speak Lashon Hara. While if a person is lahodos lacha, if a person practices gratitude and he appreciates all the amazing things that he has in his life and about other people, it's almost impossible to then go ahead and speak badly about another person. And therefore, when we go ahead and we say lahodos lacha before our Shema, supposed to have in mind this mitzvah of Zachor es asher asa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam, what Hashem did to Miriam because she didn't have that positive eye, and we have to try to shift and say, well, I am going to see positive in people. I'm going to appreciate things about people. I'm only going to try to see the good in every single situation. In fact, the Bala Turim writes in Parshas Netzavim, he quotes the pasuk that we have in our, we say at the end of davening every day during Elul, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, The pasuk at the end, Lulei hemanti leros betuv Hashem. David HaMelech says, had it not been for the fact that I saw the good, I was able to see the good in Hashem, so I wouldn't have been taken over. All the things in my life would have just knocked me down. Lulei, says the Baal HaTurim, is the letters Elul. Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, the same letters of Elul. That during Elul, a person has to work on his midah, on his character trait of Leros Betuv Hashem, to see the good in Hashem. Which means that, on a practical sense, daily, we should be doing this all the time, but specifically now, I'll explain why in a moment, but specifically during this month, a person should write gratitude lists. Try to think about new things that we are thankful for. And I'll even dare to say, then go tell people thank you for it. That's a little harder. But at least to appreciate all that we have that's good, and then, you know, make that phone call, send that message, go over to that person and say, I'd like to thank you for this. Do it for 30 days, not so easy. Day one and day two is not so hard. After a while, it's a little uncomfortable. You can't maybe think of new things. And if you think of it, you don't feel comfortable going to tell the person. No. We should work on our gratitude, on seeing the good in other people. And it's hinted to, says the Baal HaTurim from the Rishonim. Lulei are the letters that spell Elul. The founder of the Musar movement, Rav Yisrael Salanter, used to give fiery Musar shmuzim during the month of Elul, to get people all riled up and ready for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the theme, the consistent, constant theme of his Musar Shmuzim was, you have to fear Hashem! You messed up, you're going to get punished! And people were trembling, they were scared, oh my goodness, the days of judgment are coming, what am I going to do? I have to fix myself, I have to do tshuva, I have to repent, I have to go ahead and become better, ay, 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 I'm so scared! Again and again and again and again. Now, not 10 generations later, his student, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, had a completely different shift. He didn't talk about the punishment. He didn't talk about the fear. All he spoke about was how we have to have gratitude to Hashem for giving us the opportunity to start from scratch. We messed up. We didn't hit our goals. We regret what we did. Okay. Elul tells us, start from scratch. Let's do it all over again. And we have to, in turn, have gratitude to Hashem for the incredible chesed, the kindness that He gave us to do that. And He would talk about that again and again and again. And Rav Avram Brudzinski was a student in Slobodka. He's the father-in-law of Rav Volbi. He once asked, he said, what happened? Your Rebbe, you're supposed to follow your rabbi. So your Rebbe went ahead and gave these fiery, you know, you're in trouble and go give it to you, you know. And the student totally flipped the other direction. Talking about gratitude and the kindness of Hashem, and we have to recognize that. And he answered, he said to him, he said, look, Yisrael Salanter was correct for the people of his level. People on his level, that's what they were supposed to be thinking about. He said, people on my level, the commoner level, my level, that's we're not holding over there. So what are we supposed to be thinking about? Think about the positive, which also isn't so easy. To try to really admit and acknowledge that we are full of blessing, that we're indebted to someone else, to God, to go ahead and give gratitude. Not an easy thing. And therefore, that was the consistent message that he would give in the month of Elul. Like we said, Lulei amanti leros betuv Hashem, to see the good, to recognize the good in other people, to recognize the good in our lives, and then turn that into expressing that good. Express it to other people, express it to your family, express it to your friends back home, express it to your teachers, express it to your roommates, express it to your chavrusas, express it to the cook, whoever you could express it to, go ahead and work on this. It's a midah, it's a very difficult midah to always be able to admit that you benefited from someone else. It requires humility and it requires you to acknowledge what's going on in our lives. But the more we do that, the more we see the good in our lives, the happier we are, the more successful we are, the more we feel appreciation to Hashem. And that's an avodah for Elul to go ahead and work on this. The pasuk in, we talk about gratitude, So every day in Psukei Dezimra, there's a parak of Tehillim that we say, parak Kuf, chapter 100, Mizmor Lesoda. We talk about giving gratitude to Hashem. And in there, we say the following pasuk, Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, you should know that Hashem is God, hu asanu, velo anachnu, He made us. Velo anachnu is spelled Lamed Aleph. It's not us. Hashem made us. You know, we think we're the source of our success. Some people even think they created themselves. Right? We get all full of ourselves. Who asanu? Velo anachnu. It's not us. But that's not the way it's supposed to be read. Instead, we go ahead and the kri is velo anachnu, velo with a vav. Velo anachnu. We are to Hashem. Hu asanu, He made us, velo anachnu, we are to Him. Lo with an aleph means it's not us. Lo with a vav means lo, we are to Him. And that's the way a person is supposed to think when he goes ahead and he says it. In fact, which is like a game a little bit, low and low, the idea is that the more a person appreciates lo with an aleph anachnu, it's not us. We're not the source of our success. It's not because of all my effort. The more we recognize the lo anachnu, that we're indebted to Hashem, the more that we realize, the more that we could become humble, we could realize that we're the benefactors from everything that Hashem has given us, that we have received all this good, the more we in turn go ahead and feel lo anachnu, we are to Him. And the Sfas Emes writes in his comments and in Elul, Tafrei Shlamet Beis, anyone wants to look it up, he writes, lo anachnu, lo with an aleph, lamed aleph, lo anachnu, lamed vav, is osios Elul. Spell it Elul. And he says, that's what it's about in Elul as well. He says, in Elul, the letters, aleph, lamed, vav, lamed, represent aleph, lamed, lo, it's not about us. Vav, lamed, lo, it's about Hashem. It's all to Him. And this is an idea, a theme, that really we have to work on all year long, but specifically during Elul. We have to try to recognize, if you need a chavrusa for this, get a chavrusa. And each person has to give 5 things that you have gratitude for. You make the list, and then go ahead and try to express it. And you work on it together. Trigger things in other people's minds, trigger new areas that you might not have thought of, and try to work together to try to develop this midah, this character trait of gratitude. Why is this so important? Because the more a person recognizes how much Hashem has given us, the more we'll feel a deep relationship with Him. The more we'll feel connected to Him. And comes along Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we switch in our Shmona Esrei from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. We speak about Hashem as the Melech. What does it mean, Melech? We've mentioned this several times before. Melech doesn't mean that God is riding some chariots with horses, with guards all around Him, shooting at anyone that comes near Him. It doesn't mean that He sits in a castle with crocodiles around the moat, making sure that no one could ever get to the king. That's not what a Jewish king means. The Jewish king is the exact opposite. The Jewish king goes down and fights a war for the Jewish people, right with the soldiers, stands right there with them. He walks around with the Sefer Torah in the streets, and he tells them how they should be acting, how they should be helping, how they should better themselves. The melech of the Jewish people comes down to the nation. Like the Maral points out in his Drasha for Shabbos Shuva, that the letters that spell melech, mem, lamed, chaf, are 3 letters backwards in the aleph bays. Mem, lamed, chaf. And if you continue backwards, the next letter is yud. The yud represents the smallest letter, even the individual, because the melech goes towards the yud, even the individual, the small person. Or yud represents the number 10, the congregation. The melech goes ahead and has a relationship with the congregation. And that's what Hashem is. Hashem, all the Mefarshim tell us, the Derech Hashem writes this, the Kuzari writes this, Nefesh HaChayim writes this. They explain, what does it mean that Hashem is a melech? It means that Hashem has a relationship with us. And that's why the Kuzari says we're able to daven. What chutzpah do we have to go ahead and ask things from Hashem and talk to Him? It's because Hashem is a melech. Because He has a relationship with us, you could talk to someone that has a relationship. That's what Hashem is. Him is a melech. He has a relationship with us. So what, we're going to wake up in Rosh Hashanah and say, okay, I'm melech HaKadosh. Hi. Saw you last year. Good to see you again. I'm back. You know, I was away. No. You have to build a relationship. You have to develop it. How do you develop a closer relationship with someone? You understand what they do for you. You appreciate what you gain from them. That's the best way to feel connected to someone. And therefore, during the month of Elul, if we could go ahead and develop that character trait of gratitude for us to be able to recognize that it's not about ourselves, it's about everything that Hashem has given us, the more we'll feel in love with Him, the more we'll feel connected to Him. And then all of a sudden, we're going to get to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll be ready. The recognition of what we are saying, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, talking about Hashem as the King, we'll feel the love, we'll feel that closeness. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll then be able to take this midah, this character trait that we've developed over this month of gratitude. It'll bring us to a much happier place. It'll allow us to be so much more successful. And it'll allow us to realize that Hashem gives us so much that we can even get more. He's very rich. Endless amount that He could go ahead and give us. And when we start realizing what we did receive, we could then try to daven, we could try to activate to be able to receive even more bracha from Hashem. So my bracha to all of us is that we're able to be successful in developing this midah, let it ingrain within our fiber, our etzem, our whole essence of our being, the gratitude towards others, the gratitude towards Hashem, and to be able to continue to develop in that very, very close relationship with Him. Shavua Tov.